Now Helen's going to share a little bit about her life.
Good morning. This is better. Okay, so I have a little song on my heart, and I hope you don't mind. It'll take a couple minutes. I love the Lord. He heard my cry and pitied every wrong. Long as I live and trouble rise, I'll hasten to His throne. Amen.
Amen.
I'm sitting down. Had a little bit of accident today, so I don't want to fall down right up there. So you know me as Helen that comes and hug you with love, and that's who I am. So let me tell you a little bit about me. I was raised in a foster home where I was sexually abused by my foster brothers. I did not tell anyone because I did not feel that it mattered. The foster parent that I had was abusive. She was not affectionate. I guess I was there about 4 years, never got a hug. And she was quick to whip you for anything. There I was made to feel dumb, retarded, because I have a bit of a disability, but God is my ability. Amen. I became pregnant, and I was forced to have an abortion. And during that time, I was sent back to Junior Village, which is a place where you were housed as children because you didn't have a place to live or your parents couldn't take care of you. There, I was assaulted again. I was raped by several men. Eventually, I went to a group home, and I was able to accomplish my GED and learn a trade there, and it was suggested that I went there because I was aging out of the system. I have been homeless. I have been beaten. I have been abused. I have been hungry when my mother would disappear for days on end. She ran a house where she had people come in and rent. It was offered to her, that was an opportunity for her to have something stable. Because if we grew up, we moved place to place. At some point, she would take me to different people's houses, knock on a door, and ask them, would they keep me? I must have been about 5 or 6 at that time. There, I would run from men that would try to abuse me. She would leave for months sometime. So I have experienced rejection, discrimination, talked down to, embarrassed. And when I was sick and not able to take care of myself properly, such as washing myself, changing my clothes, at some point I was just too young. I'm sorry, I'm going to skip around to a few things because it's so much to say. I try to condense it very hard. So one instance when I was knocking at the door at my neighbors and asking them, could I have food because I was hungry? My mother had been gone for days. And they called social services to come pick me up. They picked me up. The first thing they did was give me a bath and change my clothes. See, I had been wearing these clothes probably a month. I can't remember when I ever took a bath. And also, I have experienced people feeling like it was okay to ask me any question that they wanted. Why do you wear your hair like that? Why do you dress like that? And I think that's not okay. People just prying in your life to feel, you know, feeling superior that they can ask you anything. Am I an experiment? Am I human? So those are a few things I've experienced. I have much, much, much more to talk about. But I guess if you have questions, I give you permission to ask me. So yes, I'm different. I came to the point where I did not care if you talked about what I wore or how many times my hair changed. I'm in the beauty business, so that's what I do. So for you that wonder about that, I've even been here and wearing one of my fabulous hairdos, and somebody decided they'd pull my hair to see if it was real. A couple of months went by, then they felt comfortable enough to do it again. I was kind of set back. Then I thought about it. I said, when I got home, I said, boy, the things I could have done to that person that was rude, disrespectful, and racist. So that's it for right now.